Hello team, welcome to another videocast podcast of the, your two favourite fat brokers.
Your two fat brokers.
Your favourite two fat brokers. Yeah. I am Barney from Dubai.
I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Ben's going to take the lead on this one because it's super boring. We have recently come off the European watch list. The UAE. Not you and I. They can see us from space. We're so fat.
Or on the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're on the Great Wall of China, all the satellites are confused. So what does it mean for the UAE economy to have been removed from the European watch list?
The anti-money laundering watch list, specifically. It's obviously great news. We were removed from the FATF watch list, which, as you quite correctly pointed out, yeah, sounds like something we call ourselves. Me a name I call myself. In February last year, and we got a reassessment just recently, which I think, you know, keeps the UAE in the green zone. But the European Union watch list is a separate watch list where they want to keep an eye on countries who are, you know, possibly not complying with anti-money laundering regulations as carefully as they should. They actually added Monaco onto their watch list. Monaco was off. Now Monaco is
Everyone in Monaco is legit. There's no weird money in Monaco.
Yeah, that's why they have those yachts, right? To keep all the clean money
on. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they need to get away from all the bad money quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Monaco's been added on their watch list. UAE is off. So another great example of, UAE and the central bank of the UAE cracking down on money laundering, being more transparent, hopefully finding more real estate companies like they did you back in 2024. Absolutely deserved. Couldn't happen to nicer people.
Okay, so now I have to justify this.
Yeah. I mean, just for people out there, pretty much every real estate company in Dubai was physically audited, right? 2023, 2024.
I don't know the numbers. No, what's no. I know it's not. That's not true.
Okay, but a huge number.
Not even a huge number.
Oh, really? You got selected?
We were.
Okay.
We were selected. And if I may go on record,
you should go on record. Yeah,
we had done everything right. We had not done our self. I think it was the self assessment forms. We're going back 3 years, 4 years. I think it was the self assessment form. So we'd done our AML, done our KYC. We hadn't done our self assessment form, which we would thought was optional. But obviously when it happened, but we've been doing it since 2019, and I know 2018.
Yeah, that's when.
But I know that we were in the minority.
Yes, I'm sure. And actually, so the laws have come out much stricter in Abu Dhabi since about 2023. And, you know, I was, you know, as shocked as everyone else to find out, wow, all of this stuff you've got to do. And so
we spoke to some of the biggest, when we were being audited, and we did get a fine, we appealed it. It was quashed all but by a few hundred thousand dirhams, which we paid happily. But we were speaking to the biggest real estate companies in Dubai, and they hadn't been doing anything. We'd been doing it from 2018, and they were like, what? Yeah. Really?
So. Yeah, we have done a podcast on this, I think, back in the day on anti-money laundering. But bears repeating again, obviously when people open bank accounts, they expect, you know, the bank to ask, you know, where salary certificate, proof of address, obviously your passport, visa, Emirates ID. They want to know who you are and where your money has come from. Mm-hmm. But people are still, they still get a bit funny about that in Dubai when you ask them for that kind of information.
They used to. I mean, I think now it's just part of life. People understand that it's something that needs to be done. Especially when, I mean, to be honest, we get forms that our clients need to fill out, and there's definite pushback on that still. You know, Dubai is a place where people enjoy their privacy. And when you shove a form under their nose and go, you need to sign that, and it's about where all your money's come from, a lot of them are like, come on, man. You know.
Yeah, when you ask someone changing. How much do you earn a year, people don't mind telling their bank, right? I mean, the bank's like a financial institution, and your salary probably goes in there anyway. But when, like, you know, some snotty-nosed little, you know, irk from the UK who's like 24 and has just sold you an apartment in Motor City,
says,
how much do you earn? Yeah. How much do you earn? Yeah, what's your salary? Yeah, where'd your money come from? You're like, I don't want to tell you.
And nothing to do with
you. It's a natural.
Which is the weird thing, right? Because here, KYC and AML is put on the real estate agent, whereas everywhere else in the world is put on a legal entity, solicitors in the UK, lawyers in the US, but only in the UAE is it the onus is put on the real estate agent slash company to do that KYC and AML.
Did you know that developers are not obligated to do it?
I did know that, yes.
Yeah, so a developer, Imar, Aldar, Nikhil, whoever, is not obligated by law to do anti-money laundering.
But you as a master broker, you as a master, I was speaking to Stan from Elaine Holdings when you guys were doing Stan Cocoa Villas. Mangrove Village.
Well remembered. Thanks
biggest
deal of my life.
Incidentally, he said you did a very good job.
Oh, stop.
And he watches this, so he'll enjoy that. But he was obviously said that you guys had to do all the KYC and AML for them.
Yeah, but I mean, we're set up to
do
that.
You were the master brokerage.
Yeah, so we were the master broker. We're set up to that. But it is quite unusual. And actually, we had some training on anti-money laundering recently, and the guy giving the talk said there's actually quite a lot of push from the government to make developers use brokers more in their sales, because the obligation, you know, the broker has the obligation to do this AML. If a client goes directly to a developer, now developers don't take cash anymore, or hope they don't, but you know, there's no legal obligation on them to do the AML. Most will anyway. Most developers, you know, Aldar's a great example, best practice, they do their AML, you know, and they're very strict about it, and they don't sell to people, you know, who don't pass. But I'm sure there are some, you know, smaller developers who don't ask any questions.
So we have digressed, as we tend to do. Coming off the watch list, yes. And obviously we had a chat before the camera started rolling. Coming off the watch list and a weakening dollar, the dirham is pegged to the dollar, for those that don't know, suddenly makes the UAE super duper attractive.
Even more attractive than it was before. It's like finding out a beautiful
Cindy
lady
Crawford,
has a personality.
Mid-90s Cindy Crawford, that attractive.
Yeah, but yeah, even more. Damn. Yeah. So obviously I think particularly let's say institutional investors looking where to put money, you know, they're not going to look at somewhere where, you know, where it's perceived as being a bit dodgy. And perhaps, you know, that's something that Dubai and the UAE have, I think, cleared up about the UAE now. You know, we're not this haven for, you know, dodgy money. We are a respectable, you know, country with strong institutions where if you're an institutional investor and you want to come and you want to develop or you want to buy or whatever that might be, you know, we are a safe place to come and invest.
Yeah, case in point. I mean, obviously Abu Dhabi is making a huge drive for hedge fund business.
Mahusid. Yeah.
I put it on our family WhatsApp chat. A huge drive. What is it? $4.5 trillion business, the hedge fund business? A year?
Didn't see that, but yeah, it's up 30% since last year, assets under management. But almost, so we have a Google alert for like new businesses opening up in Abu Dhabi, and it's all blooming hedge funds. Every week, you know, you get one or two, you know, new hedge funds opening up, family offices. I think JP Morgan are adding 100 people, you know, to Abu Dhabi to deal with this. UBS as well, you know, the big banks. So, you know, obviously it's much more attractive for them to come and work somewhere where, you know, there's no hint of impropriety.
Apart from, you know, in the hedge funds themselves.
Of course. Well, I mean, that goes without saying. But yeah, no hint of impropriety in, let's say, the institutions of the UAE, that those institutions are doing a great job in terms of, you know.
I started watching Billions last night.
It's good. I've seen it.
It's a bit chewy. There's quite a bit of getting into. Yeah. Speaking of like wonky hedge funds, I mean.
Yeah, it's a lot of chat. First scene's quite harrowing.
$50,000 Americans here. Yeah. Americans are moving over.
Yeah, but Americans don't move for the same reason anyone else does, because they're still taxed in the US. unless you give up your American citizenship, you still get taxed. So there's
no
point.
If you
want to
give up your American citizenship, they tax you 10 years in advance. They're like, oh, this is what you would have owed us for 10 years.
No, they audit you for 10 years and like in detail to find out if there's any tax that you didn't pay. They will, you know, they will.
Then they forward engineer it and go, that's what you would have paid us in the next 10 years. You pay that, you can give up your citizenship.
Do they?
Look it up, maybe.
Oh, well, I met a guy who gave up his US citizenship once, and he said in the year that he gave it up, only another 100 people gave up their US citizenship. It's very rare. And the US takes it very personally. he's like, they made it really, really hard for him. Because obviously Americans believe more fervently, I think, maybe even than the French, that their country is the best country in the world. Home of the brave, land of the free, just like Scotland. And why would you ever, you know, imagine of, you know, you'd want to give up that citizenship? You know, people are flooding across the border to try and get it. So they take it very personally.
Yeah, I mean, you're comparing Mexico to the USA. And Mexico's a lovely place. I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole.
Yes, please don't.
Look, I mean, there's obviously a reason why. I mean, you know, people don't give up citizenships lightly. Now, I often wonder why people want American passports, you know?
Well, aren't you also? I mean, you're thinking about getting Irish citizenship.
I'm in the process of getting it, yes.
Oh, okay, which we're entitled to through our grandfather.
Our grandfather, the Irish squaddy.
Yes. But that would be in addition to a British citizenship. I don't know, if you had to give up the British citizenship to get Irish, would you do it?
Ooh.
That on an emotional basis?
Yeah.
Really? But you still consider yourself to be British, English?
Yeah,
fair enough. But I think the dollar point is not really Americans coming over here, but obviously the dollar is the currency against which everything is pegged, and a huge amount of currencies, particularly in the Gulf, are pegged against the dollar. And a weakened dollar means that things in the UAE are cheaper to the outside world, including real estate. So, you know, this coming off the European watch list and a cheaper dollar should mean, you know, Cindy Crawford in the 90s, that people see our real estate market as even more attractive than it was before.
Yep.
Maybe it was Meg Ryan before, something like that. Also very, very, very...
Oh, bird on a wire.
Well, that's
good Lord.
Very old. And should be even more money flooding in, not just because of Disney, flooding into the UAE.
Hedge funds,
yeah. And yeah, obviously hedge funds bring dollars
in too. One of the common complaints or concerns about the UAE is how expensive it is to live here. But if you are, I mean, I guess, you know, once you move here and you start earning the dirham, your strength of the dollar versus the euro versus the pound argument goes out the window. But what it does mean is any money that you're bringing here with you goes that much further.
Well, I mean, it does actually cause a problem for inflation in the UAE because of the amount of stuff we import. So a weaker dollar means the things that we import will be more expensive. So the cost of living in the UAE will go up as a result.
Exciting. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, you'll see it here first. Price of mangoes, look out.
All right, guys. I think we can hit that one on the head. I'm Barney from Dubai. Thank you.
Oh, Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Hang on.
Oh.
Before we leave, it has come to our attention that 80% of you rat bags do not follow us, yet you consume our information. Like
not
rabid
follow,
little...
Subscribe,
sorry. Yeah. Like rabid little... truffle snufflers. Guys, if you want to continue watching, we would really appreciate you subscribing, hitting the bell, liking.
Leave a comment
even.
What do you want us to talk about?
Leave a comment. But anyway, thanks for watching. I'm Barney from Dubai.
I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
We'll see you again.
Bye.